show you the ropes. Got a bus and a trailer at my house, my house. I'll show you the ropes, kid, show you the ropes. I bought 15 cases for my house, my house. All the furniture is in the garage.
Set them up, kid. Set them up. welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 14. I'm your host, Sid Souter. And that first track was LCD Sound System with Daft Punk is Playing at My House, released in June on James Murphy's own DFA label, with some help from EMI on that one, I believe. And that is a fantastic track, high energy and a good way to get things started. As you can tell from my voice, I am back on the road. I am talking to you from the Crowne Plaza Hotel at LaGuardia Airport, recording in the field, some field work, or maybe I just can't get home to my good equipment. Either way, I've got some exciting tracks for you this week. Everything's a lot newer than it was last week, but still not brand new. For example, that LCD Sound System track, I heard all the hype, but I never actually picked it up until last week. So I'm happy I did. It's not all quite that high of energy. Some of it is a little more traditional indie sound to it, but it's all good. Coming up next is a band called Breaks, which is touted as kind of a super group, but I don't really think so. A member of British Sea Power in there, and a few other folks have been in some various bands in the UK. But this band is out of Brighton. I'm going to play a track called Ring-a-Ding-Ding off the album Give Blood that was released on Rough Trade in September of last year.
I know. dominant.
That was Wilderness with the song Marginal Over off the album called Wilderness. It was released on Jag Jaguar in July of this year. And that Baltimore band seems to think they are PIL, and just about every song sounds exactly like that, and they all sound just like Public Image Limited, with a few little shimmering guitar bits that may be more Cure than PIL, but definitely a rehash of that sound, which is, if you like it, then that's a great album and you should pick it up. If you didn't like that song, then stay away from the album, because it's all like that. Before that, we heard from The Breaks from Brighton in the UK, a band whose album contains a lot of good singles and a lot of filler too, but I like that one a little better than The Wilderness. We're going to move forward with another release. This one is by Deerhoof. Everyone had touted this band forever and ever, and I just didn't get it, because I had a 7-inch, like, I don't know, probably their first 7-inch, and it was just unlistenable. It was so noisy, and I just thought, why is everyone into Deerhoof? And I see them popping up on, you know, little Faye playlist, and I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. This isn't the Deerhoof I know. So I finally found it cheap enough and bought it. The album's called The Runners 4, and it came out on Kill Rock Stars in October. And I'm going to play the song Twin Killers and see what we think of that.
Back.
That was Ginny Lewis with the Watson Twins with the song You Are What You Love from the Rabbit Fur Coat album. That'll be released, I think, the 12th or something, just in the next week on Team Love Records. Of course, Team Love owned by Connor Oberst. And Ginny, you know from Rilo Kelly and Postal Service and such, Los Angeles artists there. Before that, you heard Love Is All with the song Aging Has Never Been His Friend off the album Nine Times That Song. That's going to come out January 24th, I believe, on What's Your Rupture Records out of Brooklyn. But the band is out of Sweden, down in Gothenburg. And some of the folks, I don't know how many of them, used to be in the band Girlfriendo, if you remember them from the late 90s and early aughts. And we started things off with Deer Hoof, a song called Twin Killers, which isn't as noisy as they used to be, but is still got lots and lots of noises injected inside their pop, which keeps them edgy and makes the kids like them. And I like it as well, but it's a hard record to get into. Definitely not as easy as the sort of Biss and Stereo Lab and such that Biss and Stereo Total that Love Is All is all about. And that country-twinged Ginny Lewis album has lots and lots of songs on there that are instant big hooks, and they're going to stick in your mind for a very long time. The title track, Rabbit Fur Coat, is a lovely track as well, long and haunting, and definitely kind of a, you imagine Dolly should have done that song, actually. We're going to move forward with another band that I didn't used to appreciate and kept hearing the buzz about, so I went back and visited. We're going to play a track from Broadcast off the album Tender Buttons that was released by Warp Records in September of this year. Broadcast out of Birmingham, England. I saw them at the Bottleneck in Kansas City once. Some friends drugged me out and told me they were great, and I believe I fell asleep during the show, and it just didn't do a thing for me. And I'm going to play the song America's Boy, and it's a good representation of what's on the album. And then after that, we'll play more music. That's kind of how a podcast works.
Thank you.
Well, that is Serena Manish from the self-titled album. That song is called Selena's Melody Fountain. It's from the band's release came out in August on Honey Milk Records out of Norway. And Pitchfork just gave that a great review, so I hunted it down. It definitely has a lot of drug culture in there. I mean, very big references to Bardo Pond and even back to the Velvets, things of that sort. A good thing to lose yourself in, and there's some weird jamming midsections and lots of noise and power, and it's hard for me to get into. I listened to it probably, I don't know, 9 times over the last week trying to figure out which track I would play, and it was a hard choice. So they're coming into town in New York next week, or maybe the week after. I think the 19th or 20th, something like that. And I will catch them then, and we'll see if I'm enveloped in the sound and moved, and it's a religious experience, or if I'm just bored. Because I think that one could go either way. Before that, we heard Broadcast with the song America's Boy off the Tinder Buttons album, released on Warp Records in 2005, September. That's a band from Birmingham. And that band, as I said before, it put me to sleep, but I like that song, and I like that album pretty well. It's, again, not an easy one to get into, I don't think, because it's got so many layers and so much you've got to listen to. Well, it's, as Click and Clack would say, you've wasted another hour, but it's really only been about a half hour. I've got one more song for you. You've been listening to the Too Much Rock Podcast number 14. I'm the host, Sid Souter, as always, and you can find out more information on the web at toomuchrock.com. The one track left is Guilty, actually, I think. The rules of the podcast, if you're new, are whatever I get that week, I listen to, pick a track from it, and play it. And sometimes it's kind of embarrassing, because if I got a Go-Go's record, I'm like, ah, he's playing Go-Go's. Well, what a weird thing. But if I got, you know, Johnny Mathis record, you're like, oh, he's playing Johnny Mathis. Well, this one's kind of embarrassing in a different way, in that it's a Bright Eyes album, but it's the Christmas album. And yes, I know we're kind of Christmased out, since it was, you know, we're a week after New Year's now. But, you know, rules are rules. So this is Bright Eyes from his Christmas album. It was released in 2002, but just re-released the last season as a benefit for Katrina victims. And it's kind of more of a Saddle Creek holiday album than a Bright Eyes one, as there's so many other players involved in this. I'm going to end the podcast with a very melancholy Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And I apologize, but you know, rules are rules. Thanks for listening. And how